All right, Richard, just give me a little recap on your round today. Always great to get off to a good start.
Yeah, absolutely, especially around this course. You know, it's probably one of the tougher courses that we play on tour, and it's really, really rewarding to have shot a good score on it. And, you know, it's evident that I'm still playing pretty well, so very happy.
You've been playing some great golf lately. How is that just affecting your confidence? Is there anything you've been working on?
Same old stuff, you know, just trying to get good golf shots. It's just golf's an ongoing test, and you know, we've got to ride the ups and downs a little bit sometimes, and you know, it's been up for a bit for me, so you know, I'm just going to just go with it as long as I can and keep working.
You just said to me that sometimes you don't even know what you shot.
Yeah.
Like, what? How's that mentally? What's that do for you?
It's a nice state of mind to be in, because you're just focused on what's in front of you. You're not thinking about score, you're not thinking about results or anything like that. You're just thinking about what you've got to do in the moment. And, you know, we all know, you know, golf's a game to be played, you know, right in the moment. And I think that was a feeling that I had out there today with that. And, you know, in turn, I didn't even know what I shot when I walked off the last hole. So, you know, apart from seeing the scoreboard at the end, you know, it was just a nice way to play.
Is this a carryover from, say, the PGA Championship to Rhode Island to here?
I think so. You know, I love these events. I love all the Champions Tour events that we play. You know, the majors are a highlight, obviously. You know, it's a great place to test your game out, you know, and test out, you know, who you are as a golfer. And for me, you know, like I said before, to come off and have played well on this golf course, which I rate as a difficult one, it's rewarding, very rewarding.
Last year was your first time playing this course, correct?
I played a couple of the WGC events, you know, in the mid-2000s. I'd got in through top 50 in the world ranking, so I think I played three times prior to last year. And, you know, so I've had some understanding of this golf course. I love the condition of it, but I find it really challenging. So it'll be a good test for the rest of the week.
Anything you learned from last year's event? I know you finished in the top five last year here, that you can throw forth a year later, or is it kind of all just kind of wipe away once that calendar
falls? It's you know, it's wiped away. You know, you can never really know how you're going to go year to year. You know, it's just got to take it as it comes when you're here. So for me, it's just focus on what I'm doing well at the moment and keep it going.
What is it about this course specifically that makes it so challenging?
I think it's the accuracy that's required off the tee. You've got to be so accurate. You know, it's I call a lot of these trees around here overhead bunkers. You know, they sort of come into play, they overhang the fairways a little bit, so it tightens the fairways even more. You know, you've got to be in the right part of the fairway to have a go at the pin on some holes, and, you know, it just requires a level of accuracy that, you know, if you're a little bit off, it's going to bite hard. So I think that and a combination of the greens, are really fast, and although they were a bit softer today, which was allowed us to sort of fly the ball right to the hole, they're fast and tricky, so you've got to have a real understanding of it. And I think the more you play Firestone, the more you understand it. So, you know, I haven't played it as much as some of the guys, but, you know, hopefully enough.
All right, thanks, Richard.
Yeah, no worries.